I remember, by the way, as we bring in Scotty McCreary here, one of the all-timers, I remember, I don't know if I've told you this story or not, but at the beginning of the season, I believe it was two or three years ago. It might have been the season before. It was the beginning of the season that was shut down by the pandemic. So we were everything was normal in October. And I'm walking downstairs with Rod Brindamore, and you and I saw each other, and we said hi. And then Rod said to me, "Who was that?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's Scotty McCreary." He goes, "Oh, I should meet him." So that was the head coach who wanted to meet you. How you doing, man?
Oh, well, I was the fan that wanted to meet him, but I am I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're back from this. When I contacted you, you said you had this circled on your calendar for months.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think every Canes fan for the longest time has been wanting to have the outdoor game over there at Carter Finley. So once they announced it, I mean, we typically plan my schedule on the road like 6 months in advance, but I made sure to put a nice big block over this weekend. I was going to be home for this.
Did somebody reach out to you to play here?
Not for the concerts or anything. They talked about doing the anthem with me, and I kind of just told them. I said, "Guys, I just want to be a fan this weekend." And honestly, by the time I drink as many Labatt's and Storm Brews, I might start singing "O Canada" or something instead of our national anthem. So, yeah.
Good. Well, you know what? That is a smart decision on your part, then.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I think everybody's looking forward to it. We're going to get out there like 1:30, start lining up, and make a day of it.
Oh, I'm going to be on the field or on the rinkside, so I'm going to be down there about that time too, because I know what it's going to be like. I'm sure you have tailgated for your share of NC State football games. This is going to be like that on steroids.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, this seems like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, so I'm not sure I've ever really seen something like what tomorrow's going to be like. So we're excited. We'll be out there bright and early, and hopefully the Canes can get the dub.
Yeah, well, Washington is a little bit limping into this without Ovechkin and without Tom Wilson and John Carlson. So they're missing some key personnel, and it's not just Ovi. As somebody who grew up in this area, and experienced, whether it was, not so great Hurricanes years, but just in general, are you surprised at just how much this area has embraced all of this event?
Oh, no. I mean, I think this area thrives on these kind of things, and everybody comes together. It's a sports town. I mean, I know college sports kind of rules the area, me being a state guy, there's also the other schools, the UNC Chapel Hills and Dukes and Wake Forest, but everybody can kind of come together for this and kind of unite behind one team and everybody be on the same team. So I think it's going to be awesome. And if it's anything like any other kind of thing that's come to the area like this, I know it's going to be huge.
Here's what's interesting, because I agree, it should be uniting, right? It should be fans and Carolina fans should be. But when you go to PNC Arena, like if Roy Williams winds the siren, they boo him. If he shows up on the Jumbotron, I don't understand that. Like we should all be rooting for each other here.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. But, I mean, it is still the home of the Wolfpack, even though the Canes kind of own it. And speaking of, I mean, Sunday right after the game, hopefully we unite on Saturday and then right back to our old ways on Sunday, because that'll be hopefully a good game for the Wolfpack.
Yeah, they need it, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I would say coming into this, we should win the game. I mean, but just as far as talent and how they're playing this year, but, I mean, you just, once that game tips off, you never really know how it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think State's better. I agree. I think the Wolfpack are better. So are you hanging out even Sunday? When do you head back on the road?
Oh, man. I mean, once I saw this whole weekend, we got Hootie tonight. We got the stadium tomorrow, State Carolina. So I'll be back on the road in a couple of weeks. But we made sure to take off some time, number one, for the weekend, number two, for recovery.
You sound like you're such a veteran at this point. That is hysterical. So are you going to Hootie tonight?
Oh, yeah. We'll be there. Unfortunately, it rained today. Me and Darius were going out to play golf, and we always kind of have a – a good little rivalry out there. He's got me the last couple of times, but I've gotten him before too out there.
Oh,
but,
very nice.
The weather did not cooperate out there today.
No, the weather was mean. I don't know. I haven't seen if it's going to impact NC State's baseball season getting underway. I know they renovated. They've done some things to to Doak Field. Have you gotten over and talked to Elliot at all?
I haven't seen Elliot in a little bit, but I'm hoping to make quite a few games. I know my guy Chris Bullard will be out there and for first pitch tonight. So hoping for another great season. It seems like that's kind of our most consistent sport here at NC State is baseball, and it's always exciting to root them on and hope they get on back to Omaha.
Yeah, when did you become a Hurricanes fan? We're talking with Scotty McCreary, by the way, a man who has the deepest voice for a young person I've ever experienced. When did you become a Canes fan?
Well, I'm 29. I'll be 30 this year. And, I mean, I guess the Canes, this is their 25th year. So, I mean, as far as I can remember, I've always been a New England sports fan, if you follow me. My dad's from up there, so Patriots and Celtics. But it was never the Bruins in the house, I think. Dad was always like, hey, we have a hometown team. We're going to support the hometown team. So it's always been the Canes. I remember 06. I was young, but staying up to watch, you know, the Stanley Cup. And I think, in my mind, is this year or next year is kind of when we make our push, you know, just as far as the team and the contracts and how things are looking. But it's nice to be a Canes fan right now, for sure.
Oh, you are that type of a Canes fan. Like you dial up catfriendly.com and you see who's a restricted free agent at the end of next year or an unrestricted free agent. You're right, though. These two years are the window to doing it, unless Tom Dundon extends a lot of players in this offseason, which I hope he does.
I hope so, too. I love this group. Love how they're playing, so. I would hope so, too.
Do any of these guys bug you on Twitter?
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Not bug me. Every now and then, you know, me and some of the guys will talk, Svechnikov and a few other guys. But we've tried to get together to play golf and do stuff. I know a bunch of my guys see him out at Pine Hollow or they'll get down to Pinehurst, but we haven't made that happen yet. But hopefully some point.
There's a couple of real sharks in that dressing room, as you know, I'm sure. Some really good players. So you got to.
Yeah.
I don't think Andre's one of them, though.
No, not from what I've heard, but, you know, he seems like the type that could pick it up in no time if he really put his mind to it. But, yeah, it seems like there's a lot of guys that love it. You know, seeing Aho and Natchez and a few of those guys post, you know, whether they're – I think I always see them at, like, Pinehurst somewhere or Old Chatham or even Pine Hollow down in Clayton. You know, it's a great track. So
it is.
Yeah, a bunch of good spots.
Yeah, except Pine Hollow, I can't keep a ball on a green. At Pine Hollow.
They're the quickest, firmest greens, I swear, in North Carolina. They're unreal.
It's like and upside down bowls too, from my perspective, because I'm not that good. Scotty McCreary, I hope you have a great time tomorrow night. I really do. Thank you very much for doing this. I'm sorry you got washed out on golf, and you know it probably cost you money since you would have beaten Darius today anyway.
Oh, man, I haven't been playing a whole lot of golf since we welcomed the newest Wolfpack fan into the family, little Avery. But hopefully we would have got it done. We'll have to see you another day.
All right, man. I appreciate your time, Scotty. Take care.
Absolutely. See you tomorrow.
You got it. Scotty McCreary.